Tornado volleyball coach Kim Johnson, our guest as we are at halftime of the Tornado football game. Kim, busy week, Lakes Conference matches, Tuesday at home, ELC, and last night at Cherokee.
It has been a busy week, and I tell you, I'm exhausted today. So
kids probably are, too.
They are, I'm sure. Homecoming week and, and busy. It's been good, though.
Yeah, and let's talk Tuesday now. ELC at home. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, ELC, we were with them the entire night. We ended up losing the first two with identical scores of 18-25, and then the last one, 22-25. I just didn't feel like Tuesday night we brought the energy that we needed. If we would have had the excitement and the level of energy that we had last night against ELC, I think we would have beat them. So it's important for the girls to know that just having that little extra oomph can get them over the top.
And let's talk Thursday night then, Cherokee, because I know your email you sent me this morning, very encouraging.
It was. You know, I was pleased with the way they played against Cherokee. You know, we got off to a kind of slow start. It was 14-25, but then we bounced right back in the second one, and that one could have gone either way. We ended up losing 25-27, and then the third one was 21-25. All of those sets, though, we were ahead. We just need to figure out how to push through. You know, we need to play to win instead of playing not to lose. And when we play not to lose, we lose some of our aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then mistakes happen. Mm-hmm. So just trying to get that confidence and playing one set at a time, I think one win, another win, is going to do great things for this team.
Yeah, and you got one last weekend.
We did. That was exciting. So first one of the year. Something else that happened last weekend that I think really helped the team is I shared with them the fact that every team that we've played this year has played at least 2 to 3 times more than we have, except for, I guess, two of our opponents, and one of them was the one that we beat last weekend. But other than that, I told them, you know, they've got so much more experience, and look where we're at. We're playing right with teams. Our goal is to peak at the end of the season, and as long as we can step on the court, play with energy, and compete and push every single night, we're going to get where we need to be by the end of the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because it goes so fast. And
it does.
More matches, though, for you tomorrow, Alta Aurelia tourney.
Yes, and we're excited for that, too. We start off right away at 9 o'clock against Cherokee, so we get a rematch against them. And then we're off a couple matches. We play Remsen St. Mary's and then Grettinger Terrell, Ruthven Ayrshire. So the top two teams advance in that tournament, so we're hoping to be one of those teams.
Yeah, hope so. Good luck, Kim.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a short break. More coming up at the half. Tornado football returns in a moment on 92.9 The Moose.